In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel, Christ compares how different people respond to the Gospel with different kinds of soil. And he was speaking at a time and in a place where most of the people would have had firsthand experience with what he was talking about. So it was a very vivid image for them. There are soils that are receptive to the seed of the Gospel, and there are soils that are not. Christ's point was not, however, that we are either fortunate enough to have been born the right kind of soil or not. The point is not that there's nothing that we can do about it if we are that soil. The point that he was making to the apostles was, this is why not everyone responds to the message of the gospel in the same way. But it's possible for us to be different kinds of soil at different times in our life. Some people have been all four kinds of soil. Some of us may be one or two. Today we also celebrate the memory of the prophet Hosea, and the prophet Hosea used a very similar analogy to the one that Christ used, but he was addressing the people who were the bad kinds of soil. And he said, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men." So he's talking to a people who have gone their own way. They trust in the strength of their armies, they're not trusting in God, and they've sown iniquity and they've reaped it. The prophet Jeremiah made a very similar statement. He said, "For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns." What is fallow ground? Those of us that have not grown up on a farm, that might not be a familiar term. But fallow ground is ground that has been cultivated in the past, but has been left alone for some period of time. Sometimes farmers will leave a portion of their land fallow for a year to let it sort of rejuvenate itself. But sometimes farmers just stop growing that land. Maybe they move away. Maybe it's not profitable. There's a lot of fallow ground that you see around Houston. There's a lot of places that were once farmland, and now they're either built up or else they're waiting to be sold for that same purpose. But no, you don't see people growing corn or potatoes on that land anymore. Well, when you leave ground like that alone for some period of time, it becomes pretty much like it was before they started farming it in the first place. It becomes very hard. There's weeds of all kinds that grow up on that ground. There's thorns right on the very land that once produced good crops. So when we wonder how it is that our hearts can become resistant and hard to the gospel, the reason for that is because we've stopped doing the work of repentance. We've stopped plowing the fields of our souls to make it receptive to the seed of the gospel. We've stopped pulling up the weeds that would choke the good fruit that we want to produce. And if you neglect to do those things, then you're going to wind up just like you were before you came to believe in Christ, just like an unbeliever. So you might ask, well, what's the secret to reversing this situation? Well, there's a quote that's often attributed to Thomas Edison. "Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work." And when you talk about the spiritual life, the secret to the spiritual life is often missed by people because it's dressed in overalls and it looks like work, because there's a lot of hard and unpleasant work that we have to do. We have to roll up our sleeves, and we have to begin to do the hard work of cultivating the soil of our souls. The first thing that we have to do is, as the prophets tell us, we have to begin to break up the fallow ground of our hearts. And the way you do that is with the plow of repentance. It's a lot easier to plow ground that's been plowed recently. When that ground is left fallow, it's harder work, but you really don't have any choice. If you want to turn that situation around, you're going to have to put the effort into turning that ground around and plowing it. This means that we have to spend time thinking about our sins, and we have to confess them and ask for God's forgiveness, And then we have to make the determination that with God's help, we're going to turn away from those sins. And as we plow, we may from time to time hit a big rock that's underneath the soil. And this is like those sins that we didn't know were sins. We weren't spiritually aware enough to realize that these things were wrong. But as we become more spiritually aware, God will show us there's something that you need to get rid of here. And so what we have to do is we have to dig up those things and remove them if we're going to be able to successfully cultivate that piece of ground. And then we have to seek the Lord so that the seed can be planted, because Christ is the sower of the seed. The way we do this is that we have to avail ourselves to the means of grace that are provided for us. And that includes the sacraments, the services, the reading of Scripture, and prayer. But also, as Christ said in the Gospel reading, it's not just a matter of hearing the Word, but it's a matter of doing it. We have to begin to put into practice in our daily lives the things that we read about and the things that we learn. And also, we need to daily uproot any weeds that begin to grow in the fields of our souls, because we're constantly being bombarded by temptations. And if we allow these seeds to grow, they're going to choke the fruits that we're trying to bear. And so this means we're faced with a temptation. We can't allow it to just remain. We have to immediately uproot it and constantly be watchful against those things. And then the other thing we have to do is we have to not give up. One thing that a farmer has to learn is patience, because he doesn't plant the seed today and then go reap the crop tomorrow. It takes time for him to bear the fruits that he's trying to grow. And it's the same thing in the spiritual life. There may be times when we feel like we're not getting anywhere. But what we have to do is, regardless of how we feel, we have to continue to do the things that we know that we need to do. And if we do that, in the long run, we'll begin to bear those fruits. So if we will break the fallow ground of our souls and sow in righteousness, we will reap God's mercy, and he will rain righteousness upon us, as the prophet Hosea tells us. But we shouldn't kid ourselves. This requires a lot of hard and unpleasant work. However, if we want to be the kind of soil that produces a hundredfold return, we have to do the work to turn the hard and weed-infested ground of our hearts into the soft and receptive soil of a soul that has been plowed and weeded, so that it allows the seed of the gospel to do its work in us. Amen.